Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to the Friday edition of our program. I'm so glad that you're with us. We are at the end of the first week of a marvelous series by Derek Prince on the basics of deliverance, and it has been so practical, so transforming. I believe that people are being set free even as they listen to it. Derek has been teaching us about how the demonic operates, about how it works, the demonic works in our emotions and enmeshes itself into our souls, and he's just about to turn the corner to teach us how we can be set free. Now, he's been talking about where demons can take up residence in our lives, and he's given us 5 points of a 9-point list. He says that the demonic can take up residence in our emotions or our attitudes, in our mind, our tongue, in our sex life, and of course, in our lusts. He's going to complete that list today, but I really want you to hold your life up against what he's saying. Don't be condemned. Don't be ashamed. That's all the feeling that the enemy is trying to give you, is to have you hide and retreat from the salvation in your life through shame and intimidation. Bring it to the light. Let God set you free. And if you see yourself in any of the descriptions that Derek is giving, then know that your day of deliverance has come. Well, get your Bible and get a notebook and have this list written down by the time Derek is done with it, and be ready to be set free, because the enemy's time in your life is coming to an end. Let's listen.
You see, let's talk about addictions for a moment. Addictions grow on frustrations. They're branches on a trunk. And if you merely deal with the addiction, you haven't solved the problem. Take alcohol and gluttony. One woman is an Episcopalian. Her husband runs around with other women, doesn't care for her, doesn't give her enough money, so on. All right. She gets frustrated. She's got to get some release. She walks across the living room to the cocktail cabinet, becomes an alcoholic. The other woman is Church of God. Okay? Her husband does exactly the same. But for that woman to get to the cocktail cabinet would be a lengthy journey. So where does she go? To the kitchen and opens the refrigerator. But she becomes a foodaholic. But the difference is minimal, really. And in either case, to help them, you've got to deal with the basic frustration, which is their attitude toward their husband. Number 6, the whole realm of the occult. I'm just going to write occult. But that is a vast realm. And every part of it is demonic, even the respectable parts. And I would not involve you to be involved in yoga exercises. Let me say that. I was in yoga. I was a practicing yogi. And I would tell you, there's nothing in that I would touch with a 10-foot pole. You don't have to depend on yoga for physical health. The Lord will give you physical health. I'm just saying, the occult is a deep, dark pit. It's one of those caves where all the steps, footmarks lead inwards and none ever lead outwards. All right, number 7. All false religion. Islam, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, Buddhism, Hinduism. Okay, there isn't a false religion that doesn't have a demon among it. Satan is an expert in the field of a religion. It's the main area in which he operates. Number 8, all heresies. And by heresies, I mean departures from the Christian faith. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4 for a moment. Now the Spirit expressly states, the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit. Now the Spirit expressly states that in latter times, that's the times in which we are living, some will depart from the faith. What faith? Christian faith. Why? Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. This is happening on a wide scale today. And then it goes on to say, he gives some examples of their errors. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving, etc. Particularly on the west coast of the United States, you'll find hundreds of thousands of people to whom that applies. They're becoming super spiritual, they decide not to marry, or if they're married, they don't cohabit with their spouse, and they're going to be super spiritual by what they eat. Now, I believe in eating wisely, but I don't make a religion out of it. You understand? The moment it becomes a religious issue, you're on the verge of the demonic. And you'll notice that people who get into food fads can't talk about anything else. That's another mark of the demonic. No matter where you start, you always end up with food. Don't eat this and don't eat that. There are lots of things I don't eat, but I do not make a religion out of it. You understand? All right, number 9, the area of our physical bodies. And we have dealt with many examples in the Gospels. Certain things I think are normally demonic. I would never say always. The first one I'd put on the list is epilepsy. And I have seen many, many people delivered. Ruth and I were in Lexington, Kentucky about 2 years ago now. And I had a blessing. A woman came to me, she was probably about 40, with her daughter about 18. And she said, "Mr. Prince, 10 years ago you prayed for me and I was delivered from the spirit of epilepsy. Here's my daughter, she has the problem, pray for her." I was happy for that testimony. We prayed for the daughter, I have no doubt that she was delivered. I have seen scores of people delivered from epilepsy when it's treated as an evil spirit. If a person comes to me in a meeting, I'll say, "No, I believe that's an evil spirit. I'm prepared to command it to go out. Do you want me to? Are you prepared? Because there may be a fight. There may be a struggle. If you don't want to, I won't do it." Some people say yes, some say no. All right, we've dealt with the primary activities of demons, that list, I think, of 9 verbs. And here's the primary areas in which I have observed them operating. You see, a person may be completely clear in the area of sex, but may be in a false religion. Or a person may have no spirits in the mind, but may be bogged down in the emotions. Or a person, let's say, may be in a heresy, but be perfectly healthy. You understand? So there's a whole choice of areas.
Did you find yourself anywhere in that list? As Derek was listing the various places that the demonic can take up residence in your life, did one seem to have a light over it? One topic seemed to be particularly relevant for you? Well, I want to suggest that you take these teachings and listen to them over and again and begin to exert prayer pressure against that stronghold. And we're going to be talking about how to be set free in the sessions that are to come. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined 2 of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately. You can get both resources, the 6-CD series, and Derek's insightful book for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. We are in an absolutely fascinating series by Derek Prince on deliverance, and in the portion of teaching that's about to come up, some things you may have never heard before about how the demonic gains entrance into our lives. Derek is going to be talking about that very topic. It's going to be good. I want to tell you that many people in our generation do not know what you're about to hear, and as I've said before, this is the first time this has ever been broadcast. Let's listen.
In this session, we're going to begin by answering one of the most important practical questions in this whole theme, one that many people are concerned about. That is, how do demons come in? How do they gain entry to human personalities and lives? My answers that I'm going to offer to you are based on experience, and I'm not by any means suggesting that they are totally complete, but I will list seven different ways in which they may be able to come in. The first one is what I call occult background. In other words, somewhere in your family history there has been involvement with the occult. And when you talk about the occult, you realize that you're dealing with false gods. That's really what it is. In other words, there has been a breaking of the first two commandments, which are the basic commandments. Thou shalt have no other god beside me, and thou shalt not make any graven image to worship. All forms of idolatry automatically expose people to demons. And in connection with those two commandments, the Lord said that he would visit the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. I don't believe it applies so much to the other commandments, but it's given in the context of the first two commandments. And so if your father, your grandfather, or your great-grandfather, or some other corresponding relative was involved in the occult or a false religion or idolatry, then there is an opening into your life for evil spirits. Now you might say, that's not fair. Well, the truth of the matter is, the devil isn't fair. But what I want you to understand is, no one is condemning you for having the problem. Condemnation will only come to you if you reject the solution. That's where condemnation comes. All right? The second way is through personal occult involvement. And I think probably we better read a scripture at this point. There is a saying in English, I don't know whether you've ever heard it, he who sups with the devil must use a spoon with a long handle. I just want to tell you, there is no spoon made with a handle long enough to make it safe to sup with the devil. You give him your little finger, and before you can turn round, he's grabbed above your elbow. There is just no way that is safe to be involved in the occult. I'm going to read Deuteronomy 18, verses 10, 11, and 12. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire. That is, offering your children in a living sacrifice to a pagan god by putting them in an oven. Now, I want you to see that the other things that follow by God are classified in the same list as having your children offered as living sacrifices by fire to a pagan god. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, that's a fortune teller, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. That's a pretty comprehensive list. I think every kind of occult practice is included. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. So many Christians just play with horoscopes and then think there's no harm in it. Let me just point out to you that if you'd played with horoscopes under the law of Moses, you would have been put to death. That's God's estimate of that kind of involvement. All right, the third is what I call prenatal influences. things that happen while you are still in your mother's womb. And many people have an evil spirit enter them in that phase of their life. The commonest single reason is rejection. A mother resents the baby she's carrying in her womb. Maybe she wasn't married and it's going to be an embarrassment, or maybe she's not getting on well with her husband and she just doesn't want another burden in the family. Or maybe the financial situation makes it difficult for them to care for the children. But whatever, she just resents that little life that's starting in her womb, and that little person in the womb is very sensitive to attitudes. It's not just a fetus, it's a person. And it comes out with the spirit of rejection already in it. Or a woman who's pregnant may experience some kind of a shock, a moment of fear. She yields to the fear, the spirit of fear enters her, has two options, can stay in the woman or stay in the infant in her womb. May find it more convenient to stay in the infant, you understand? So when the infant is born, it comes out with the spirit of fear.
I have to emphasize what Derek has just taught us, that an occult background in your life, that personal occult involvement, and that even dark things and troubling things that happen in a prenatal experience can have an influence on our lives and give entree to the demonic. This is so important, and yet many people do not know it. Coming up, some special friends in the studio to help me process this and apply it to our lives as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad that you're with us on this Friday as we're working through a marvelous series by Derek Prince on the basics of deliverance. To help me think this through and process it and help all of us apply it to our lives are three fine gentlemen here in the studio. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Christopher Selby, a grandson of Derek Prince and the executive producer of our show, and David Holland, also one of the producers of the show. And guys, it's great to have you here.
Hey, Stephen. Hi there.
You know, I'm picturing in my mind somebody who's just joining us for this series and thinking all these guys talk about is demons. Of course, that's not true. We've got months and months and months of other topics that are in the scriptures, but I'm not ashamed or not apologetic at all that we're dealing with this, because the body of Christ has shied away from it so much, and it's got such power to set us free. Now, Dick, you actually watched this ministry go on as it was sort of being birthed in the earlier days, and you've been around this for a while. Give us your thoughts as we bring this first week to a close.
Well, there are a number of things that come to mind. I did see it early on. I saw my father-in-law, Don Basham, minister in deliverance, beginning really in the early 70s. He had begun in the late 60s, but I saw it in the early 70s. And then, I saw Derek in action as well. One of the things that you saw in those early days was that there was just this almost an abhorrence about the, you know, concerning this topic. It was just, ooh,
yeah.
Just don't want to talk about demons, you know? But you don't see that in Jesus and in his life. And Derek and Don both approached it that way. They basically thought, this is a normative part of life. You know, when Jesus came into the synagogue, first shot out of the barrel, and the guy, you know, screamed out under demonic influence, I know who you are. Jesus didn't run for cover. He didn't scream back at the guy. He just simply said, hey, be quiet. Come out of him. And Jesus treated it very matter-of-factly.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, Dick. I think there are two mistaken approaches to this whole topic of demonic oppression. One is unhealthy skepticism, and the other is unhealthy fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are just afraid to talk about it because they're afraid they're going to stir something up or you know, they've watched too many movies. And that type of fear simply is when you understand the authority of the believer and the power of the blood of Christ, fear is the last response you should have.
Right. And as we were talking earlier, you know, one of the things that Derek said so often was that the fear of demons comes from the demons themselves. You know, it stirs things up inside. So fear is definitely not an option. You just have to address this issue.
You know, one of the things that Derek said to me in the last year of his life was that so often Christians think of demons like they're 747s, when actually they're little children on tricycles.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a real good perspective because one of the things we don't want to do, despite the fact we're in the middle of a 2-week series here, is overemphasize the demonic. Christopher, I think you said it very, very well. You know, you can't crucify a demon. You can't, you know, you can't expel character. Or I don't think I have your quote.
You can't cast out the flesh, and you can't crucify a demon.
Exactly. And I think that we tend to overemphasize the demonic, blame the demonic for too much. But when we're legitimately dealing with the demonic, the fact is we've been given authority. And like Derek said so wisely, the fear of the demons is from the demons themselves. And you face that time and again.
Well, there's so much that people, it's one of these things in Scripture that people tend to kind of skip over a little bit. It's a little mysterious. There's a lot of misunderstanding about it. And so they either obsess over it and in a wrong way, in a not a scriptural, factual way, or they just avoid it altogether. And that's one of the things that we really want to do in this series that we're airing this week and next week, is to bring some balance to it. You know, when I first began ministering in deliverance about 15 years ago, my grandfather called me. First thing he said was, "Welcome to the family business," which was pretty funny. And I asked him for some counsel. And the one piece that he gave me that I will absolutely never forget was, "Don't become a specialist. This is a much needed ministry in the body of Christ, but it is not the only ministry in the body of Christ."
And one of the things that I just want to say from our perspective with Derek Prince Legacy Radio, this is the reason this radio program is in effect right now. We want to bring this kind of balanced, solid teaching to those who are listening.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the ways we can do that is by providing resources for people to purchase, they can really go deep on their own schedule, at their own time. And right now we have a bundle of resources available that will really help the listener get on a solid biblical footing where this very important topic is concerned. We're calling it the Freedom and Deliverance Package. It's a bundle of a 6-CD series from Derek called Deliverance and Demonology, and a book called They Shall Expel Demons. These two resources together would ordinarily sell for $46.95, but right now we're making them available for $24.95, and they're available right now by calling 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Of course, always 24/7, 365, they're available online at derekprince.org.
Well, guys, good stuff. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Stephen.
And that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To order the Freedom and Deliverance Package, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Purchase separately the 6-CD series on deliverance and demonology, along with Derek's classic book, Thou Shall Expel Demons, would cost $46.95. Now you can get these powerful resources at the special price of only $24.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.